So they went out there and treated a game. And so we made up a light. I went out there and looked. I said, that's my younger brother named Dick. I said, that ain't no big coon. So he went up there and shook him out. Three big dogs. And he knocked the fire down in water over about half knee deep. And he whipped all three of them, got up another tree. I said, what the devil matter to them dogs? So he went up there again, knocked him out, and they whipped him again, got up another tree. I said, well, Dick, what the hell wrong with him? He said, Joe, that ain't no little coon. He said, didn't you see how long he was when you spread it out? I said, all right, going up there and knock him out again. I'm going to get in there and make him catch him. So he knocked him out the second, third time, and I got right in there among him, and we had one fight. I mean, we really had a fight. And just to show you, but anyway, a coon weighing 23 pounds was a big coon.
Yeah.
Now that was a big coon. Well, to show you how tough he was, though, one night it was real bad, freezing and raining and all. And I said, well, we were waiting to go the next morning back our house. It was a good big creek called Beaver Creek. So the next morning it quit raining, but everything had froze up. And the creek had been up, but it had gone down off a foot log. And he was probably 7 years old, and I about 2 years old, and he was about nine.
You mean y'all were hunting coons at nine?
Sure. And we're walking that foot log, he slipped in. It had gone down, and the log had froze over, you know. And so he was about 7 years old, seven, eight. And so I pulled him out. We went on out into a field and built a fire with corn stalk. And by the time it got to burning good, the dog struck, you know. Well, we left that fire. And that, the ground froze over. So we got over to a lake where the coon had gone up, but she'd get out and then the ice would break with her, you know, until she'd come back to the bank. Well, we didn't get him. But anyway, I just telling you, that's how tough we was hunting out there, and that boy fell in that roof, in that creek, and I pulled him out and went on a coon hunt.
It could be a dangerous business in there when you're getting a coon out of a tree, couldn't it? Or would they ever come after you?
No, they never did. They wouldn't. Well, they'd sometimes, I believe, but they didn't. They never would do anything like that. No.
Well, I was going to tell you, we're not going to use your name or anything like that. So, you know, any stories you want to tell, or I'll ask some questions. But, you know,
yeah, go ahead. Anything, I'd be glad to tell them.
You know,
but I will say this. Now, I went to public working after I left home. And in 33, I bought this place.
Yeah.
And got married in 35. And I still worked with the highway and farm, too.
Uh-huh.
And I'd buy land some all the time. But we only had one daughter. So I finally gotten too big almost to farm and work two. And we really working four or five. I mean, that's six, seven times as niggas, you know. And so one day I'd come in, get a cup of coffee, and get out, go land one way, went up down, and I sold somebody. But anyway, my wife told me, said, you're not living with us. So you come in here and out working until after dark, get up next morning, you know, getting fixing plows and everything. So I said, well, when the chap get educated, I'd go quit public working. But after she got finished school, I only lacked 3 more years before I could retire. And so I kept on and got to work on until I could retire. But what I was going to say, if I had my life to live over, it would be farming all the way through.
Yeah.
Because now, my life is just about gone. I'm 72 years old. And you haven't got but one life to live, and you might as well do what you want to do while you are living. And if, now, my brothers are all farmers, and they say the same thing. They,